This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's always game day in Cleveland. Hi, everybody. I'm Andy Baskin alongside Daryl Ryder, a Browns beat reporter at 92.3 The Fan. We are excited to bring you another edition of kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff on what's going on, not only with stuff that we talk about at the station, but stuff what's going on in Berea as well. And obviously the hot topic this week has been Deshaun Watson again. Now, we always want to remind you that if you like what you're listening to, why don't you remember to subscribe to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland feed, and you can always join in the conversation at Game Day CLE, and that's where you can reach us. All right, Daryl, let's kind of jump into the Deshaun Watson stuff quickly here, because there was the HBO special this week. There was a lot of ballyhoo about this thing going into it. I have a lot of thoughts about the actual show itself and the presentation that we saw. And we did see some compelling stuff, especially from the accusers, and I thought that was interesting. But there was just some stuff about the story that it wasn't about the content of the story. It was about the way the content was put together, and so I have some issues with that. But Daryl, let's start with you. What did you think of the HBO special with Soledad O'Brien, who did the piece?
Honestly, I learned nothing new because they had released the most compelling cuts before it even aired. So it wasn't new information. Certainly, it's different watching the accusers tell their story versus reading their accounts. So that was obviously a little different, and you certainly respect their willingness to do that on camera. I'm sure that was not an easy thing for them to do. But as far as new information, there wasn't new information in that piece. We knew everything that was pretty much going to be said going into it. And a lot of what was recounted was part of the court filings as well. But again, different reading about it versus actually hearing the accusers lay out their experiences.
All right. Within the piece, it was interesting to hear some of the stuff that we had read actually be said by someone who was in the suit and by someone who wanted to talk. And both of the women that were in the piece, I kept asking myself, why would they lie? Why would they lie? I keep asking myself that over and over, and it makes for interesting, trying to figure out what the deal is. I'll say this, and I kind of want to go outside of what, what this is all really about. I watched that piece, and I don't have a whole lot of respect for lawyers. I don't know what's coming out of their mouths. I don't know if lawyers are telling the truth or just trying to spin the story, because we know court of public opinion is where this is at right now, because there were no non-indictments of Deshaun Watson. So that eliminated the criminal part of this whole story. So now you come back to the civil part of the story, where we have these 222 cases that are sitting there, and you're trying to figure out what's going to be next, and what does that mean for the NFL? I think in the big picture of this, if you're the NFL and the only piece of evidence you actually had was that HBO thing, which is not, you would say, okay, this story is a damaging story to the NFL, whether it's truthful or not. And the hard part is getting around the fact that there are 22 people in this lawsuit that are saying, look, I was done wrong by Deshaun Watson. And so when I watch this, Daryl, and I'm curious, I mean, alone, I don't know how the NFL doesn't suspend Deshaun Watson on this, because they don't have to prove anything. If the NFL doesn't like what's being said about the NFL, or someone puts the NFL in a bad light, that's violation of the conduct policy. And that's why I'm interested to see what happens with Deshaun Watson as far as the suspension. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right that the NFL is going to suspend Deshaun Watson, if for anything, just because the accusations reflect poorly on the NFL, and this story is going to remain in the headlines at least for another year until these cases go through civil court and are resolved. We had both of the lawyers on the station this week on the afternoon show, both Busby as well as Harden, to tell their side of the story. You're right. It is the lawyer's job to advocate on behalf of their client, Rusty Harden on behalf of Deshaun Watson, and then, of course, Busby on behalf of these 22 accusers. And I think that both lawyers are doing a good job in the court of public opinion advocating for their client. That is their job, to elicit justice on behalf of their client. From Harden's perspective, his client, who is Deshaun Watson, did nothing criminal, did nothing wrong, and asserts his innocence, right? And so that is what Harden's message was this week. Busby has these 22 women who are alleging this grotesque sexual misconduct by Watson, allegedly in these massage therapy sessions. And so because the criminal court system is not available to these women, as you mentioned, two grand juries have come back with no bills. They chose not to indict. There just wasn't enough there to do that in their view. So the only avenue remaining is through the civil court to get justice on behalf of his clients. So we heard from both of them this week as both sides tried to shape the court of public opinion. And I've got to be honest with you, with respect to both of them, I don't think either one has changed many minds. As Harden said, they've lost the battle of public opinion. Those that feel that Deshaun Watson did what he's accused of, they feel that way. They're not changing their mind. There's nothing that they're going to hear that's going to flip the opinion, and vice versa. Those that feel that Deshaun Watson did nothing wrong and is innocent of these allegations, they too, I don't believe, have changed their mind, either based on what the lawyers are saying or based off of that HBO piece.
We're going to hear from both those lawyers as they talk to the afternoon drive, and we have some cuts from that. I want to get into the piece itself on HBO. Look, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what happened, but I do know the way you put together a story for television. And there were three things that really bothered me about the piece on HBO. The first part of it was, as I was listening to the accusers, I wanted to hear what they had to say. And HBO did like an entertainment type thing to ramp up and try to hit home what was being said by using these cuts from, I think it was Houston stations or Cleveland, it was mostly Houston stations, saying 22 accusers, another accuser today, another accuser today. I understand what they were doing, but when you do that, I wanted to hear from the accusers. And they were, like, doubling down on the opinion of what you were getting from the piece for entertainment purposes. And I say that as a journalist. So, like, I wanted to hear what the accusers had to say. I've never seen them speak on camera, and yet HBO felt the need. And it's an editing thing. Like, I don't know if it's Soledad. I don't know if it's the producers. But they tried to spice it up a little bit Hollywood-like, and I wasn't a fan of that. I wanted facts. I wanted to hear what's being presented, and I wanted to see the person that was actually doing that. So I wasn't a big fan of them spicing it up with throwing in local news stations saying 22 accusers, another accuser today. Okay, I get that, and I thought that started to ramp up the story. The two other problems I had with the story was the way they presented the fact that the Browns didn't talk to the accusers. Anyone that's followed the story or watched the story knows that the Browns said they were advised by their legal team to not get involved. And at this point, it was still a criminal investigation because we still hadn't heard from the grand juries on this, to not talk to the accusers. And not only do I respect that from the Browns' point of view, I respect that from the accusers' point of view. Because, you know, these plaintiffs are trying to make a case. Their job is to talk to lawyers, talk to the court, talk about deposition. And, you know, who Deshaun Watson's employer is at that point is irrelevant. And so I didn't like the way HBO presented that. The way that they kind of ramped it up and said, well, did the Browns talk to you? Did the Browns talk to you? Even though they knew prior to the fact, the Browns had admitted right out of the gate, it wasn't legally, it was not a very good idea for the Browns to go in and talk to the accusers when deciding whether they wanted to bring Watson in or not. And I don't like the way HBO presented that. The last point, and I know we've got more to talk about in this, and I do want to hear from the attorneys, is the way they ended the piece. And when Soledad O'Brien said, because remember, they said at the end of the piece that they brought Leah Graham in after they had talked to Deshaun's attorneys, which is, you know, Rusty Harden, and said, hey, do you want to be a part of this piece? Do you want to be? And they said no. And at the last minute, they decided they want to get in. I get that. I understand that. But for some reason, they slopped together that back end of it. And you can clearly see it's an edit. And they were like, hey, when she was talking to Leah Graham, she said, we're out of time. You're freaking HBO. You're never out of time. If you want a show to go an hour and 22 minutes, it can go an hour and 22 minutes. If you want an interview to go for forever, you can do that. Like, it bothered me, and I might be the only person in America that watched that piece and was bothered by the fact that they said, we're out of time. You're HBO. You're not out of time. You have six channels. And the way it looked like that, now the only reason, there are two reasons why she truly could have been out of time. One, they had to edit it and get in the piece so it would make air. I'm just not buying that. And two, it's because they were buying satellite time to do the interview. And the way the interview is, I don't think they did it on satellite. I thought they did it on Zoom. Daryl, I'm going to get your reaction to some of the things I said. We're going to hear from some of the attorneys. I want to get into OTAs too, because what we had, I mean, there's actual football news to get along with too. So we're going to come back. We'll regroup. We'll talk more about what's going on with Deshaun Watson. And eventually, you know, what is this going to mean? Is this going to mean that he's going to miss games, not going to miss games? We're still kind of in limbo trying to figure out the future, not only the 22 cases, but, you know, what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. So all of this is coming up on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. If you like what you're listening to, remember to subscribe to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland feed.